From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan says without more troops, the U.S. could lose the fight against the Taliban. The stark assessment from General Stanley McChrystal is outlined in a new report on the conflict obtained by the Washington Post. While we're speaking aboard Air Force One today as the president flew to New York for a speech, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs stressed the White House does not intend to be rushed in any decision on whether to further boost U.S. forces in the region.
The president obviously has seen General McChrystal's report and has had a chance to look at it and is in the process of, with his national security team and those at the Pentagon, working through some of the strategic assessments that the president thinks need to be evaluated.
In the 66-page report sent to Defense Secretary Robert Gates, McChrystal also says the U.S. needs to do a better job of interacting with the Afghan people and better organizing efforts with NATO. Flooding continues across Georgia and parts of the southeastern U.S. today. At least three people are dead. A number of others are reported missing, including a toddler whose family's mobile home was split in half by floodwaters. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Josephine Bennett reports.
As much as 20 inches of rain has fallen in some areas. The city of Atlanta has been particularly hard hit. Rivers and creeks are flooding, submerging highways. But the damage is not limited to metro Atlanta. In rural Crawford County near Macon, storm runoff ruptured water mains. County manager Pat Kelly says many residents are without water service.
Apparently there's so much volume of water came through here that it undermined the creek bed and they either broke the pipe or took some of the pipe with it. We've got a major leak down here.
Residents could be without water until later in the week. Kelly says he has not seen anything like this since the flood of 1994, when more than 30 inches of water fell in Middle Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
Results on a flu vaccine in children show it generally works well in youngsters, but children may need two shots, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Researchers started studying how children respond to the new vaccine in mid-August. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says children over age 9 and teens had a good immune response within 10 days of a single shot with a standard vaccine dose.
Overall, this is very good news for the vaccination program, both with regard to supply of vaccine as well as to its potential efficacy.
It means vaccine supplies will stretch farther since most Americans will need only a single shot. But children from 6 months to 10 years old will probably need two shots, 3 weeks apart. That's because their immune systems don't respond as strongly to vaccines they've never seen before. Results on the new vaccine in pregnant women will come sometime next month. Richard Knox, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 41 points today. This is NPR. Two of the three men taken into custody over the weekend in connection with an alleged terrorism plot have been ordered to remain in custody pending a detention hearing later this week. Investigators say 24-year-old airport shuttle driver Najibullah Zazi will be held on charges of lying to the government in a matter involving terrorism. Investigators say they found notes on bomb-making instructions that appear to match Zazi's handwriting. Also being held is a New York imam alleged to have called Zazi and warned him the FBI was onto him. Investigators have said they are unaware of a specific target, but have alerted law enforcement officials to be on their guard. Predictability was the theme at this year's Awards for Excellence in Television, NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
NBC's 30 Rock won their third Emmy in a row for Best Comedy Series, and AMC's Mad Men won for Best Drama a second time. Though Neil Patrick Harris didn't win an Emmy for his role in the sitcom How I Met Your Mother, he put on quite a show as this year's host.
Yeah, you potatoes at home, don't let your fingertips roam. Tonight, lady, Emmy is hitting the town, so put down the reward.
Harris did win accolades from veteran host Jon Stewart when The Daily Show won for Best Variety Show.
Neil Patrick Harris, you're doing a wonderful job, by the way. You really, I'm serious.
Those receiving an Emmy for the very first time included Toni Collette for Showtime's United States of Tara and John Cryer for Two and a Half Men from CBS. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Crude oil futures moved lower today. Near-month crude fell $2.33 a barrel to end the session at $69.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.